Musician and songwriter John Terrell is not a household name in Indiana, but he is an underground indie rock legend. His musical lineage goes all the way back to the beginning of the 1980s as a member and leader of groups such as the experimental Dancing Cigarettes, the surf pop Rosebuds, and the anarcho-punk Walking Ruins. From the late 1980s to the mid-1990s, Terrell also wrote and recorded a solo album, Frowny Frown. It's an outgrowth of a particularly productive time in his life.
A lot of the songs on it were written around the end of the Rosebloods and into about 94 or 95. I had just an incredible songwriting burst.
Frowny Frown was originally released in a very limited edition of cassettes and CDRs, but it's now been reissued by Family Vineyard Records, which describes it as an out-of-time classic mixing honey-baked orchestration, acoustic soul, and pop psychedelia into cracked and spellbinding songs. Terrell feels the passage of years has benefited the album.
Time has been good to it. You know, it seems like it's aging really well. It is very pop. It's a real kind of positive record, even though it has kind of the dark Frowny Frown and stuff. I mean, there's a lot of cynicism to it, but it's pretty positive, you know.
Although some local and regional musicians, such as Geraldine Haas and Sophia Travis, appear on Frowny Frown, Terrell is the primary musical force on the record.
So I played, you know, most of the instruments on it, on the whole thing, but I'd bring in, like, Geraldine, or I'd bring in Sophia to play the harpsichord on a couple of songs, or a lot of times I'd bring in a bass player just to give a different feel to the rhythm.
Terrell, by aesthetic choice and by necessity, created an intimate lo-fi pop atmosphere for the album, recording nearly all of it on a four-track machine at his house.
It was all recorded like in living rooms and things like that, so it has a real kind of live feel to it, even though it's me overdubbing things over and over again, but it's all like kind of in the same room I'm doing it.
I feel lost in a dream, far beyond everything.
Blind, from John Terrell's newly reissued CD of Frowny Frown. The title of Frowny Frown is an homage to a late 1960s Beach Boys album. Though his reputation is that of an underground musician, Terrell has long been an unabashed fan of pop.
I was into bubblegum music and the Beach Boys when I was in junior high, and the Beatles and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And then I kind of grew out of that into the more acid rock and experimental Jimi Hendrix stuff when I was in high school. But that influence has always just stayed in me.
Heart and Mind, from John Terrell's CD Frowny Frown. Terrell's pop sound is filtered and refined through the many influences he's absorbed, particularly 1960s garage rock. And on Frowny Frown, he creates layered songs that have led English singer-songwriter Bill Fay to describe it as the Beach Boys meet the Mothers of Invention, or the Shadows performing at a 1960s wedding reception. One of the CD's standout moments comes on Stony Mansion, a song recorded partly under unusual circumstances.
I did the vocal part of that sitting in my underwear on the floor of Don Truby's apartment after I had woken up from partying the night before. And the echo on that is like a memory box, a memory man box that I actually control as I'm singing. And basically the lyrics just came to me right off the top of my head, and I'm not really sure what it's about. I mean, it's about, hard to really describe what that song is. I mean, Stony Mansion is the place where you're safe, you know, it's the safe harbor that, you know, away from the storm.
Stony Mansion from John Terrell's newly reissued CD, Frowny Frown. Frowny Frown is now available at several Bloomington music shops and online at Family Vineyard Records website. For WFIU's Artworks, I'm David Brent Johnson.